item on the agenda is the long-awaited City of Hopewell project, docket number 081648. Mr. Stagg.
Before I get started, at the very end of your packet, it's item 12. There was one sheet inadvertently not included, which is the final engineer drawings of the pier. I'd like to give you on top.
Oh, I thought you meant item 12 of public comments. Okay.
Item 12, 13 in your list.
Kidoki.
It's referenced in the list, but that particular drawing, there's a number of documents in that number 13, A, B, and C, but 13, 1, 2, and 3, and that one was inadvertently left out.
Proceed, please.
This is a project by the City of Hopewell requesting authorization to construct a 5-foot by 100-foot open-pile public pier to include a 10-foot by 16-foot T-head at a city park, which is located at 205 Appomattox Street. In the city, along the Appomattox River, this is behind an old school site. It is protested by an adjacent property owner and another city resident. For people who are familiar with Hopewell, this is Route 10 going through town. This is the old school site. The park site is located here, and the pier would extend out on this section of the shoreline. The main channel is a considerable distance offshore. This is an embayed area that's pretty shallow for a good ways out. City Marina is right here, the City of Hopewell Marina. We received an application on August the 29th of 2008 from a Mr. John George requesting authorization for a pier structure at this location. The application stated it was for the use of the citizens and to allow groups to sample water in the river. Staff had made a pre-application visit with Mr. George, who is a local contractor, and believed that the application should have been appropriately submitted in the name of the city. We contacted Mr. George, noting this fact, along with a request for drawings which were missing in the original application submission. We did receive a drawing on September the 3rd, which staff deemed to be inadequate, and another request was made for more detailed drawings, and we also eventually resolved the issue that it actually should be in the name of the city. We got another more detailed drawing on September the 24th, along with that clarification. As part of public interest review, we notified the adjacent property owners and formulated a public notice, which was published in the Hopewell News soon after October the 1st. We did receive letters of protest from one adjacent property owner and another resident of the city. I also received at least two phone calls from city residents who did not object but had questions about the project. The adjacent property owner who protested is Ms. Barbara Parker, and she indicated in her letter dated October the 12th that she had concerns about trespassing upon her property by current park users and their pets, homeless camps that were being set up only feet from her property, trash left on her property, noise, and the lack of a necessity of a pier at this location since the city already had a marina nearby. She also expressed concerns about a gas line on the property and its proximity to the proposed pier. The second letter of protest came from Ms. Catherine Piluski, a city resident, who also indicated that while she was not really in opposition to the project, she did have some concerns as currently presented. They included the aforementioned discrepancy between the applicant and agent as the project being submitted and whether it was really the city, her belief that the pier length might be excessive, disturbance of the river bottom during construction, which could result in contamination from PCBs, ketone, or other pollutants, as well as disturbance of the upland area, and she also mentioned the existence of a gas line in the area, but that was not shown on any of the plans. In an effort to resolve the protest, staff arranged a site visit with city staff members, members of city council, as well as Ms. Parker and Ms. Podlewski to discuss the project. During that site visit, Ms. Parker's concerns were addressed by the city proffering potentially putting in a security fence on that side of the property, which would actually extend out into the river. Staff noted to the city that should they seek that, they would have to modify their permit drawings because that was not depicted in the original application. And it would require a new public notice because this was additional impact, not originally submitted in the application. There was some discussion about the length of the pier and the alignment and the height of the pier as well with both Ms. Parker and Ms. Pawlewski. The city did agree at that time to at least look at that issue and see if there might be some modification. On November the 6th, we did receive revised drawings that included the proposed security fence. And this is one of the reasons we had a little issue with the drawings. This is the drawing that we got. The original submission was basically the same drawing without the security fence. This is a depiction of the general property lines of the city. Ms. Parker lives to the right with the Appomattox River being here. This is the little detail of that area where they were showing up to three piles at or channel with a mean low water with the security fence. No description of the fence itself or what it would be made out of, height or depth, from water surface down to the bottom. Staff did request some additional information related to that if they continued to seek that as part of the project. We received an email. Before that, the city responded and said that they wish to move ahead with the pier only, and that they would work independently with Ms. Parker about her concerns, and they did not wish to continue seeking the security fence at this time. We then received an email from the city manager, Mr. Ed Daly, on November the 18th, which indicated the city was in strong support of the project, also that they were continuing to work with Ms. Parker, and that the project was part of the city's general effort to increase visibility and usage of the river. We also received some additional correspondence from the city on November the 25th, which contained copies of an apparent vote by the council back in June on a request by the Friends of the Lower Appomattox River, sometimes referred to as FOLAR, seeking funds for construction of a water quality monitoring station and the pier, with the station being on the pier, at the site of the old school, which is the park location. That vote was June the 10th. The request included a suggestion of funds that could come from a previous environmental fine that was imposed on local industry as the funds were approved and earmarked to improve the quality of life in the environment in Hopewell. The motion to file this request was unanimous 6-0. This correspondence also included a petition of council members noting continued support of the project that was dated November the 21st, 2008. And that was signed by 5 of the 6 council members, and there was some change in the council members between those two votes of the people that were on the council. As I say, we did this public interest review. We also submitted it to sister agencies for comment. The Department of Conservation and Recreation indicated they did not object. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries looked at the project and recommended the standard time of year permit condition for construction activities to protect anadromous fish, and that would be from February 15th to June 30th of any year that construction was going on. The City Wetlands Board indicated no permit would be required as this was a governmental activity upon government-owned land. To address the protestants' issues, when we were on site, it was noted the location of the gas line, and it was noted that that was not anywhere near the footprint of the construction, and that was really not a concern. I also requested specifically from VIMS when they were doing their report to address the ketone and contaminant issue, since that was raised by one of the protestants. And in their report, which is in your packet, you can read the full report. It's fairly brief, but basically they indicated that provided the pilings were to be driven as proposed in the application and not jetted, and that no dredging was proposed, the potential for ketone resuspension was insignificant. They further stated that overall the project is expected to have only minor adverse impacts on the marine environment. And again, this is a ground shot showing standing on the land. This was a fairly low tide the day we were there. and the pier would basically project out straight out into this area. Again, it remains very shallow for a good distance here, and the channel is you can't really see it very well in this photograph, but there is a channel marker, but it is considerably offshore of the end of the pier. Again, these were the drawings that were submitted originally and with the security fence that they're now dropping. They did eventually submit this drawing just on December the 10th, which is an engineered drawing. And that's the one I just handed out. It's a little washed out in the scan, but I think you can read the copy I gave you. It basically reflects very similar to what the original drawing that was hand-drawn, and this would be the footprint that they'd be requesting with, I believe, the water monitoring station would be on the channelwood T of the pier. While staff is sensitive to the concerns of the adjacent property owners related to upland issues raised, many of those are beyond the jurisdiction of VMRC. And it does appear the city has been working with Mrs. Parker to address her concerns. Again, the gas line on the property is not within the construction footprint of the proposed project. Also, if citizens in general of the city have concerns related to the best use of the park property, this is best addressed directly with City Council. Since the pier does not appear to be a hazard to navigation as proposed, it will be an amenity to city residents, and it will be in use in conjunction with a water quality monitoring effort. Staff does recommend approval as proposed with a time of year restriction for any construction activities from February 15th through June 30th of any year.
Thank you, Ben. Any questions of Mr. Stagg? Well done. Anyone here in support of this project? Mr. Walton. Good afternoon, sir. After a long day, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name for the record, please.
I'm Wayne Walton, Hopewell. I'm on the Hopewell City Council and also past chairman of the Friends of Laura Max River. I appreciate consideration from the commission, and I thank Mr. Stagg for his due diligence on this project. It's dear to my heart because we've already worked with Mr. Stagg on one similar pier in Prince George and a similar project in Petersburg. Our mission is to build a trail from Petersburg to Hopewell with educational facilities along those for the kids. So the last 5 years we've done real well, and I would appreciate your consideration on this.
Thank you. Any questions of the councilman? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition? Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Lane, did you have? Mr. Tankard, I'm sorry.
Question.
Thank you.
You know, through this whole, some of the discourse I've been reading, I haven't seen any description of the public need, public demand for the pier. And I think Mrs. Parker mentions that. Do you have any reply to that?
Well, the need, I guess, would be to the people that would use it. The mission of our Friends of the Laura Max River, we approached City Council before I was on council. And we had... they had some money in a fund for our SCPS special environmental project. Our group said we'd go out and match grants to do that. So essentially, no tax dollars, the free pier would serve as an amenity for the city, which is in the process of doing a whole riverfront plan to put a trail around the whole riverfront. So there is a public need, and in the downtown plan that Hopewell has already put in place. So, yes, it has been identified as a need for the whole city to map around the whole front of the city with a walking trail. And the trail would complement our mission, Friends of the Laura Max River, of a 22-mile trail from Lake Chesden down to Hopewell, which we've already accomplished probably 12 to 15 miles of that trail, built a public park in Prince George. So it's part of a long-range plan from the Crater Regional Planning Commission identified in 1996 as a corridor plan for the whole Appomattox River. So the whole region is benefiting off of the economic development, the fiscally stressed cities of Petersburg and Hopewell, the dredging that may be coming up down into Petersburg one day, hopefully. So it really would be a benefit to the area, and there is a need. And this is, it's a small step, but it would show a little energy to getting something done in bureaucracy, in my mind.
For the record, how many public access piers now front the waterfront of the city of Hopewell? publicly.
There's probably one.
Two storm systems.
One with the Western Manor that's about to really in disrepair, and they have a boardwalk out in City Point.
Okay.
That is part, and the old marina is there too, of course.
Thank you. But further questions? Thank you. Anyone else in support? Anyone in opposition? Matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Hollins. Or second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Point of personal privilege. I've had the benefit of knowing Mr. Walton since I was, well, I'm a little bit younger than he is. I've known him to be a longtime activist in the city of Hopewell. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I went to school for a number of years with his assistant, having grown up in the city of Hopewell from 1969 to 76. My father served on the city council up there as well. And I grew up, if you go past the Hardaway Marks Bridge, upstream up the Appomattox is a railroad trestle I used to jump off of. But anyway, we'll get into that. Thank you very much. Sorry for the long days. Busy agenda.